Pray with me this morning, my brothers. Lord, we come before your throne of grace, not trusting in ourselves, but in your marvelous and gracious love as it seeks its expression among us. May we listen for your still, small voice as it speaks to us today, and as it boldly proclaims the undeniable reality of your love that will not let us go. Oh, thank you, Lord, for again bringing us together in this good and pleasant moment that we dwell together in unity. Amen. Oh, my brothers, it's an Omega morning all across the Omega Nation, and on this Touch and Go Tuesday, we stand ready to put aside petty differences, if there be any, and embrace the friendship brother to brother that is essential to our souls. Brothers, I am Roy Johnson, and it pleases me to start our day touching and agreeing that God is good, that his mercy is everlasting, and that his truth endures to all generations. Brothers, before we go forward, I'm going to call forth the keeper of decorum on the prayer line, Brother Bernard Fisher, as I've asked him to address the brotherhood this morning. The line is yours, Brother Fisher.
Good morning, Brother Grant. Good morning, brothers. Good morning to all the brothers on the line today. First of all, brothers, I'd like to thank all the brothers for calling in on a daily basis. We're doing something very good work here. The vision of Brother Powell and Ray Johnson and all those brothers who have been on the call for the last 7 years, 8 years, and all the newcomers, we welcome all the brothers. Brothers, in Omega, there's something called tradition and decorum. And a part of the decorum on this prayer call is that we do talk, you know, up to a certain point, but we ask that the brothers would at least mute your phone. The noise in the background is very distracting. It seems that we have some brother or brothers who, for some reason, don't understand that we are Omega men. We're Qs, and there's some order to what we do. Thank God for everybody being able to get the wake-up call and to call in and to get on our call on a daily basis. We still encourage brothers to bring more brothers on the call, but we have to have some form of decorum. We just ask the brothers to please mute your phone. Please mute your phone when you come on, after you come on. The distraction in the background at times is extremely disheartening. And I know the brothers wake up first thing in the morning for fellowship and to be in unison with other brothers, but the distraction is kind of bad. So we would ask that the brothers would at least recognize that and just mute your phone. If you're at work, mute your phone. If you got a woman in the background and want to talk while you're on the prayer call, mute her out or put tape over her mouth. But please, brothers, we have to have some decorum. So I thank all the brothers for calling in. Just last week, we've been averaging 245 brothers per day, right? I know enough to know this, that if at least the chaplains for all the chapters and the boss life from all the chapters throughout Omega them call in, we would have 500 every day. Please encourage brothers to call in. If you can watch Tampa Bay and Dallas for 3 hours, on a Monday night, you can call in for Omega's business for a half an hour. So I thank you, Brother Grant, for this time, and I yield back the rest of the time to you. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you indeed, Brother Fisher. Thank you so much. My brothers, we've left the station now and have hit the tracks on our journey known by the name of 2023. Yet we understand we cannot get from where we've been to where we desire to be without God's guidance and God's grace. That is why Omega men gather to pray, following the example set by our elected leadership, past and present grand officers, who line up to our right and to our left to call on the name of the Lord. Already on their knees with us this morning are our elected leadership. You heard them come in. First Vice Grand Bossless Mark Jackson, our Grand Keeper of Records and Seal, Sherman Charles, our Grand Keeper of Finance, Johnny Smith, our Grand Counselor, Clement O'Simmons, and even the young Second Vice Grand Bossless, Ryan Thomas. Each of these men rising from this prayer circle to valiantly march in the army of the Lord. Now, the conductor of our friendship train guides us with a heart-filled with compassion, kindness, care, and vision, so that he can see just across the horizon. Our brother and our leader and our grand boss list number 42, Ricky Lawrence Lewis. Each morning, we hear the saints come marching in by the likes of GB35 Dorothy Miller and GB40 Antonio Knox, who report daily for duty to show the rest of us how to lift as we climb, determined to make our world a better place. We're in our eighth year now because of the seed planted by Ray Johnson, nourished and nurtured by then Grand Chaplain Staccato Powell, and watered by his successor in Omega Spiritual Leadership, our brother Walter T. Richardson. I know all of you join me in prayer and making common cause with Brother Richardson in this season. My brothers, a voice of late has become very familiar to us. Brother and Reverend Dexter Dixon has been led to us to share his love for Omega and his witness for the Lord. He is a brother who is faithful in making the day brighter and our way sweeter by the sunshine of his personality. I've asked him to come to the prayer circle this morning because in his witness, he has something to say. The line is yours, Brother Dixon. Tell us how you know that God is good.
Thank you, Brother Johnson. Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, dear brothers. Our protocol has already been established to those on the line, all our officers, so I won't delay the time. Again, each morning, I announce myself as Brother Dexter Dixon from Decatur, Kappa Alpha 7th chapter. Actually, I'm the big dog from Rho Epsilon chapter, Two Blue College, Spring 81, down in Jackson, Mississippi. And I was called a big dog because I'm 6'6", and I was 310 pounds up until the surgery I had back in November. Now I'm down to about 270. But I thank God, even for that. I've been wanting to lose some weight, and all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called accordingly. But brothers, my charge this morning is to tell you a testimony about this prayer call. This prayer call began with me a week prior to my surgery. I sent an email to our KRS about what I was going through, not only spinal stenosis surgery, but I have suffering a bout of depression. So any brothers out there going through depression, it is real. Depression is real. So I sent the email to KRS and letting them know that I was apologetic for not being around the bros so much. But I'm looking forward to God's blessing to do better in 23. Finally got a word back from our chaplain on Christmas Day that he saw the notice late, and he was calling to pray with me on Christmas, and we talked and prayed. And a day later, I got another call from another brother, Brother Fletcher. And Fletcher told me that my name was posted on the prayer call, and the whole nation of brothers was now praying for me. And that lifted me, brothers, knowing that the whole nation of brothers were praying for me. I'm also a minister, and one of my duties was to introduce our visitors. And I always gave Hebrews 10:32 as my calling card. 10:24, I'm sorry, and 25. And I'll read that and explain why it means so much to me this morning as a part of the brotherhood. It says, Hebrews 10:24-25, and let us consider how we may spur one another towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in a habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching, as Christ is coming back, It's our duty to encourage one another. It's our duty to do good deeds, and this prayer line does that for me. It encourages me, and I hope it encourages you, spurs you to do some good deed for a brother. Brother Clowney announced that he had a prayer call, a prayer breakfast Saturday morning. I told him, I will be there. I think the originators of this prayer line, and that's the small testimony I have, that I am encouraged, and it is my duty to encourage others in a slight, small way, any way that I can. And I believe it's the same for each and every one of you. Brother Johnson, I relinquish my time back to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Dixon. And we are praying for you, my brother. Oh, brothers, on Tuesdays, we are blessed to tap into the wisdom and spirit of the Reverend and our brother Azriel McLean, who vigilantly lifts up prayer for the 9th District of the Omega Nation and spreads joy to all of the Omega Footprint. A seasoned servant of the Lord, speak to us, Brother McLean, about this God to whom you've given long service. Omega is listening, my brother.
Thank you, Brother Graham, and good morning to everyone. Getting protocol have been established, recognized members of the Supreme Council, previous Grand Basilei, and previous Grand Chaplains, and to the Brotherhood of Omegas, the greatest fraternity in the world, the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity. I must say I'm a little sentimental because in a few days I will turn another page. I have a birthday coming up and a milestone, and I thank God that he's allowed me to live. Today is January 17th. Text is Genesis 48 through 50, the last days of Jacob and Joseph. As Jacob's life in Egypt draws to a close, he summons Joseph's two sons and blesses them, exalting the younger Ephraim over the older Manasseh. As his final act, Jacob prophetically outlines the future of his 12 sons. His desire for burial in Canaan testifies that the destiny of the nation still lies in the promised land. Joseph also dies after a faithful and prosperous life and adds his prophecy that the Lord will one day liberate his people. The blessing of Jacob on his sons in Genesis 49, 2 through 27 was intended not only for the 12 living sons, but also for the tribes that would come from them. The longest blessing given to Judah and to Joseph are filled with many possible references to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Judah's greatest descendant is Jesus Christ, who is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root and offspring of David. On the scale of 1 to 10, rate yourself on the following the two statements. 1, I am a forgiving person. 2, I am quick to forget offenses against me. Joseph exhibited the quality of full forgiveness with his brothers. After Jacob's death, the brothers feared revenge, even though Joseph had already forgiven them. Their pleas for mercy moved him to tears as he reassured his brothers that he had totally forgiven them. If you have experienced God's forgiveness, you have a great motivation to forgive others. In what relationships have you not forgiven an offense? Talk to God about it. Thank him for the peace that not only total forgiveness can bring. For most of us, forgiveness comes easily after we've gotten even. If you plan to go to the throne of grace, brothers, we want to lift these needs We ask you to pray for the family of Brother Reverend Walter E. Diggs. Please keep Sister Evelina Diggs in prayer as he has entered Omega Chapter and they were married 62 years. Praise report for Keith Pemberton II as he won the 2023 Martin Luther King Oratorical Contest for the Ministers Conference at High Point and Vicinity. Competition was held in High Point University. Please pray for immediate past Grand Chaplain Walter Richardson. Pray for him and his family at the passing of his father, Bishop Walter Harris Richardson, at the age of 100. Please pray for Brother Michael Kellen. A special prayer for Brother Roger Jackson. His mother was hospital late Friday, and we pray for her continued improvement. We know our God is indeed a healer. Brother Kenny Faulkner, we'd like to inform the brothers of the passing of Brother Kenneth Kirby. Brother Kirby has transitioned from labor to reward, and continue to lift the family in prayer. Please pray for Brother Aaron Donnelly, whose father is seriously ill in Texas, and he did flatline in hospital twice, but we know God brought him back in a miracle. We announce with deep sorrow that Brother Donald David has entered Omega Chapter. Pray for the family. Ours is the God of all comfort. And for Brother Kenneth Evans, whose daughter Kayla Evans passed. Again, God comforts us. And again, we want to uplift the family by Brother Victor Herbin, whose wife passed, I'm sorry, as he mourns the loss of his spouse. She has gone from earth to glory. And we ask you to pray for Ms. Rita Rowland, Brother Philip Rowland, who is fighting stage 4 cancer. But again, we know our God is a healer. We lift our nation, the President Biden and Vice President Harris, an end to the police violence. We pray for the victims of the pandemic and still be in prayer. I ask your prayers for me and my family, end to voter suppression, and an end to police abuse. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, holy and righteous are you. The brightness of your glory, the eye of sinful man cannot behold. But nevertheless, you came to us in your Son, the precious Lord Jesus Christ, and we give you thanks. We ask you, dear Lord, to forgive us our sins and wash us in the blood, and then breathe upon us afresh your Holy Spirit. May the wind of his power blow in and out of our lives to make us who you would have us to be. Lord, we pray for those needs we have raised. As you were told, Lord, whom you love is sick. But, Lord, we know you got all power in your hands. You got the power to heal. You can either do it by remote control. You can speak it. You can work through medical science. But nevertheless, we uplift what your word says. By your stripes, we've been healed. And you sent your word, and you healed us. So, Lord, whatever it is, touch those sick bodies and raise them up, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory. We'll go through the land saying how great our God is, how awesome is his power. And then, Lord, for those who are troubled in mind, we know that many in our brotherhood perhaps are struggling with issues, don't know where to go, don't know to whom to turn. There's depression, there's frustration. In a world like this, it seems as if the bad news is all around us. But nevertheless, there's good news that you care, that you broke into history through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So for those of us who are experiencing mental anguish, whatever the problem, let us hear your word when you say you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind It stayed on you. We hear Jesus saying, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. In the world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. That tribulation tells us that we're pressed on one side and pressed on the other. We're sandwiched between two rocks that seek to crush us, but nevertheless, we put our faith and our hope in the rock of ages. And, oh Lord, you said, never leave us nor forsake us. Have us to remember that, Lord, sometimes we forget you and forget who lives in us, because John tells us, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And Lord, we know there are tears often that in the heart but never reach the eye. Many of us smile through the day, but yet we're hurting on the inside. But, oh God, you have that magnificent x-ray vision to see within us. You know what hurts us, so we pray right now, dear Lord, you would heal those hurts. And then, oh Lord, again, many of us are struggling still financially. Each month, it looks like the money does not go as far as it used to. Many of us have sometime more month than we got check. But as you did in the scriptures, you can multiply. That if it's in your hands, you can bless it. So, Lord, again, I raise for my brothers, for those, again, whose change might be strange. The pockets are empty. The wallets are bare. But I know you're able, from some way, somehow, to open doors that are closed. You're able to make a way out of no way. You're able to put some more dead presidents in our wallets. And, Lord, because you own everything, we are but stewards. You said the cattle of a thousand hills is yours, and the silver and the gold is yours. Everything in this earth, on earth, is yours because you made it and you sustain it. So for those of us who are struggling financially, Lord, remember them. Make a way out of no way. Some might be struggling, don't know how they're going to pay the house note, the car note, the bills, lights and gas on. Some might be agonized how they're going to pay their child's tuition. But I know, Heavenly Father, so I would say, I know you are no deadbeat dad. And Lord, have us to realize that we're all on child support because you are our Heavenly Father. Very breath we take, the very food we eat, reminds us. The shelter of our head reminds us, Lord, that as your children, we own child support. Not from the welfare office, but from the throne above. And, oh, God, we know there's so much pain in our world, there's so much hatred, and we celebrated on yesterday the birth of a man who taught us that love is stronger than hate, who gave the message that all people are equal and deserve respect and dignity. So we pray, oh Lord, you hasten the day that in this world, in this land, that Lord, people begin to love one another. We pray, oh Lord, for an end to the voter suppression. They're trying to take our rights, to deny a person of color the right to have input in this great society. We pray, oh Lord, for the end of police brutality, because every week our sons and daughters are being murdered and nothing is done about it because they have forgotten what you told John. Right, what John the Baptist told them, to charge no man falsely. You said in your word, don't bear false witness. You said to let justice run down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. And then, oh God, I uplift this great fraternity that you raised up in the hearts and minds of four men over a century ago on the campus of Howard University. They persevered to bring this organization into existence. Started out as a small stream, and now it has emerged as a mighty river that touches all of humanity in one way or another. And we just said thank you. And Lord, I ask you to bless these my brothers. I can't see them, but I can feel them. Some I feel their hurts. I sense their tears. I sense their burdens. I sense their frustration. We don't know what today is going to bring. But I stand in the gap interceding and pleading with you, Lord, to be merciful unto them, to hold their hand and guide their feet. And however they're going to work this morning, Lord, we pray, dear Lord, if they're going on subway in some cities, get on the train with them and guide the conductor, give them safety at their station. If they're going on the major arteries, those cement freeways, in our cities. Get in the car and own the car and steer the steering wheel around danger seen and unseen. If they're walking, having to realize what the song said, walk together, children, don't get weary. It's a great camp meeting the promised land. Whatever it is, Lord, my Father, I plead the blood over every one of them from the crown of their head or to the sole of their feet. I plead you put an invisible bubble around them and have to understand, Lord, that every child of God has two secret service agents, goodness on one side, mercy on the other, that can seek to defend them from attacks of the enemy. So I plead for them, dear Lord. I plead for the men of Omega to help us to be men of integrity, of loyalty, fidelity. Help us to be better husbands, better fathers, grandfathers, uncles, cousins, whatever, mentors, that we seek to inspire the troubled youth of our city that are killing one another. Oh, God, we thank you. I should bless my family. And, Lord, as I reach a milestone in a few days, I want to thank you for my life, that you kept me from danger seen unseen. And, Lord, I can say thank you, Lord, for the times I was in the car wreck. The car got total, but I didn't. You allowed me to walk away unscathed. Thank you for the time they found a lump in my chest, and it wasn't cancer. You were saying, as it were, not yet, because you got more work for me to do. Thank you. I've had good days. I've had bad days. I've had hills to climb these almost 70 years. But I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because I wouldn't take nothing from a journey. So, Lord, we pray you walk with us and stand by us this day and not in days ahead. Pray, oh, Lord, again, hold our hands and guide our feet. And, oh, God, we just praise you one more time. We've had 10,000 tongues. It wouldn't be enough, Jesus, to give you the thanks. And have us to remember that your presence with us is like a gift card. It doesn't run out, doesn't expire. You said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. There is no limit of what we can spend because I heard you say your grace is sufficient. Your strength is made perfect in weakness. And then, oh, God, help us to realize that just as we often carry gift cards in our wallet, we forget sometimes you're with us. But have us to know that all we got to do is call you, and you will hear us and answer. So, Lord, I know you're able because I know sometimes I prayed what the thief prayed on the cross. Remember me. It's what you call an SOS prayer. Sometimes I'll tell you, I say it again, while you're God in the traffic jam, I'd rather prevent the planets from rear-ending one another around the sun. And while you are the drum major of the season, to be sure that winter, spring, summer, and fall on time. And while, Lord, you're doing miracles in the universe, steering the earth on its axis, and what I call juggling of the heavenly bodies through eclipses, solar and lunar. You got all power. But I ask you, Lord, Savior, while on others you're calling, while you're looking in and dealing with Putin and Trump and Biden and that crowd, watching world leaders and putting them in check when they got out of hand, remember us. Remember us. And this is our prayer. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of him that John said, is the word made flesh. In the name of him whom Jacob called Shiloh, in the name of him who's the ladder from earth, from heaven to earth, angels ascending and descending, that engage in a heavenly, as heavenly couriers, bringing blessings up and down from glory. Name of him, Lord, born in one of us town on dead end street, is dirty born. Name of him who came up through 42 generations, who lived our life, yes, he did, died our death, but on Sunday morning, and folks thought hope had died. No, he says, I'm alive evermore in the name of him who is truth personified, that men forget. You can lie on the truth, kill the truth, but truth will rise again. In the name of him, the only begotten Son of God, our Savior, our Redeemer, our High Priest, our friend that sits closer than a brother, the one whose friendship is indeed essential to our souls. Because if he's not our friend, thank God he still is, we couldn't live. Hallelujah today, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank God. Praise God. To all the brothers of Omega Psi Phi say it. Amen. Amen. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've been to church. Anybody on the line know Brother Walter T. Richards on the home address?
I got it.
You got a big fish?
Can you let me have a brother fish? God bless you, brothers. Have a great day.
I'll text it to you, Edward.
You
okay, brother. Thank you so much.
Lord, be with me. And Lord,
you too, brother. Hey, Demetrius. Hey, Hawkins. Hey, Uncle Boy Ely. Hey, Rick.
Good morning, Brother Edward.
Hey, Brother Hawkins,
right,
D.C.
Right through the static, brother. Right through the static. Stay on the wall. Don't turn back.
Have a blessed day in the Lord, brothers. Brother Clowney.
Bless you, Brother Clowney.
Bless you, Brother
Clowney.
Bless you, Brother Clowney. Grace and mercy. Thank you, Brother.
It helps.
Yeah.
I hear you, my brother. Keep laughing.
Till another day. I bless all the brothers and sisters.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
I bless you all.
Big Fish, when did Dr. Richardson's father die?
I'm not sure. I think it was Sunday.
Okay. Brother Anthony died.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for the Lord.
Over the weekend,
this is something.
I'm gonna send you that address, OG.
Okay, Big Fish. Thank you.
Big Fish.
Oh, you sent it already? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
brother
you, my brother.
OG 3DC. Hey, this is Walter Richardson. Brother Richardson here. Daddy passed away Saturday on January the 14th. I asked God, as my daddy was failing, that he would not take him away from me on Friday the 13th, and God heard my prayer. And
yes, Lord.
On the 14th at 12:30 in the evening, Daddy passed away. After 12 o'clock, he made it to the 14th. God has a sense of humor.
Yes,
yes, I always say that, Dr. Richardson. Always say that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So brother, what's your father's first name?
His first name is Walter.
Okay.
As mine. I'm named after him.
You're a junior.
I'm not a junior. Sir. He has a different middle name. His middle name is Harris. He was named after the white doctor that delivered him. And I'm named after my uncle, who was a bishop in the Church of God, Thomas. And so I have my uncle's name and my daddy's name.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
you
sir.
Appreciate
you all's prayers.
God bless you. Walter.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
You have mine.
Thank you so much, Brother Thomas.
Dr. Richardson, Brother Grant.
God bless you.
I know what you're going through.
Thank you so much.
I love you.
We love you.
God bless you. I know what you're going through.
Thank you. I'll keep you.
And my condolences, Brother Tudor.
Brother,
bless you, Dr. Richardson. Praying for you and your family, sir. God bless
you. Yes, we are. We are praying, brother.
Thank you, Brother.
Amen. All praying.
Brother,
yes,
Brother.
Brother,
yes, Brother.
Brother Tollison.
Give me Jackson. Brother Jeter.
Yeah. Hey, Brother Tollison.
Hey, Brother Jeter.
Okay,
good morning.
Good morning.
Brother Henry. Brothers, I'm going to say good morning to all y'all. This is Chad McClain. Brother Richard, we're praying for you. God bless you.
Bless you.
Brother Richard. Hey, Matt. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Good word.
I know what Brother Richard is going through. Yes, I do.
Yes, you got
that. We feel you, brother. Friend, Walter, we feel you, Ed David. They're praying for you, my brother.
Oh, we have this, Brother Charleston, Omega. Saying goodbye, my brothers. May God bless all of you.